That song is so valuable to us in our life that I recognize every day, on the good days and on the bad days, I need thee, Lord, I need thee. You know, even when things are going real well, that I'd be able to say, Lord, I've been through enough life to know that it can change in the next minute. It can turn for me. So, Lord, I'd like for you to just stay close by. It can be on everything, temporal things, spiritual things. We heard this morning about spiritual vision. We need the Lord's help because I've got my own way of thinking. What it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. That song says, I need thee, Lord, I need thee. And I tell you, I have recognized over this past few weeks how much I need the Lord. About a month ago, and I've told you, well, I had to miss services here because I couldn't walk. It was bad enough that I had to take the carpets up on the hallway floor because I could not lift a walker to be able to walk. I just had to slide and slide my feet because of a sciatic nerve problem that was giving me so much trouble. You know what? I don't want to come to the place, Lord, I needed you so bad. And I was telling him how much I needed him. You know, I don't want to come to the place, huh, I'm healthy now. Lord, I'll get back with you if I ever have that trouble again. Oh, no. I want to tell the Lord, Lord, I need you just as much today as I did those other days. One thing I need you to remind me, Dan, don't get to feeling like you must be exercising good and you don't have any trouble, because I can bring you back there again and I'll be calling out to him. But you know, on everything with the rights, what they're facing with their vehicle, we need the Lord, because I can have a vehicle that's running perfect and I found that out. And all of a sudden it quits and I'm on the side of the road needing the Lord to have mercy on me and help me out. So today I'd like to share something with you. There are things called life lessons. If we will walk slow enough through life to be able to recognize them, it's easy for us to take these things that would be a life lesson to us, and we're moving through life so fast that all I see it is a little problem or something, and now it's gone and it's out of my way. But this past week, with the storms that we have had and the damage that it has done, in fact, we just came through this morning on the way to service, and on Sooner Road, there was a tree that was blocking the road, and the city had part of the road shut off, taking care of it. Well, that's been happening for several days, enough for me to get a life lesson from it, and I'd like to share that with you. Because what we do is we don't try to end up with all of the sermon being about the temporal, but we take the temporal and try to learn a lesson from it that gives us a spiritual understanding. That's what all of the parables that Jesus gave, whether he was telling about the sower that went out to sow, he wasn't just trying to make better farmers out of us. He was taking something that we can understand and telling us there's a spiritual application to that too. And what I like from those parables, even that one on the sower and the seed, he told his parable and then he came back and said, let me tell you what each one of these things mean. This seed that fell among thorns, here's what had happened. It's us tomorrow in our life getting too busy with the cares of this life, and it chokes out the spiritual things that could help me out. So that's where throughout the scriptures we find so many times there's spiritual applications to temporal things. That's what I want to give us today. If I could put a title to this, it would be The Health of a Tree. How do you take a look at a tree and tell if it's healthy? It used to be for me if it had green leaves. If it's green leaves, this is a healthy tree. I don't believe that anymore. Because last Saturday night, I had three trees that I would put in the healthy category get blown over, and they all had green leaves. Oak trees, might have been some of them maybe 30, 40 foot tall, and they're laying on the ground with green leaves on them, and they're not dead leaves. And I say, how can it be? Well, I don't know for sure what the wind was at home, but there were times people said it was clocked at 80 to 90 mile an hour wind. You know, things get tested when storms come that are not affected at all when there's no storm. That tree probably could have stood a long time, but a storm hit it. I look at this, had green leaves, could have been there for a long time. And I started this past week, I started just doing a little bit of study about trees. It says a tree's root system is often at least the width of the canopy. However wide all these branches reach out, you can pretty much know there's a root system that's spreading out. And then there was another thing. It said 90% of most of the root systems is found in the top 18 inches of soil. So it's about as wide as the tree. It's not even going down maybe over 18 inches, except maybe a taproot that goes down. But I have heard in the past that you put up small saplings and they start to grow. Some wind, it says, is good for that little sapling. It pushes it back and forth a little bit, and said it loosens those roots just enough that they start really digging in. I'm thinking about our spiritual life today. We're going to have some gentle breezes that blow to us, and if we're so busy, we won't hardly even recognize them. I could go at those times and say, you know what, I need to dig my roots on down a little deeper. It's kind of shaking this tree a little bit. But for those, you know, we had out here, Brother Ben, just, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, we had one of these huge oak trees that has been here, I don't know, 100, 150 years. It's withstood a lot of tests, and it blew over, and I'm thankful that it didn't hit the chapel. But you know what? It was not a dead tree. It had green leaves on it. If it had been a dead tree, we would have taken it down, but it had green leaves. It looked like it was fine. But you know, when that thing fell over, you would think, well, it's got one serious root system. The ball came up with the tree. There was a fungus, and I started understanding it. There's a fungus that gets some of these trees that you don't even recognize, and it goes into the root system and starts working it. What I want us to do is think about some spiritual applications, because some years ago at Monarch, just before the Monarch seasons, the camp meeting started, they also have huge trees, and I love a large oak tree. If you have you a cabin under that oak tree, or way, way back then when we used to have tents, used to have some old army tents at Monarch. Old, some of you that are old enough remember them, old green army tents. And those green army tents had a value to them. You are willing to go to afternoon service rather than stay out in that old army tent when the heat's coming down on it. Those were, and we didn't think about any having anything else different than that back then. But if you could get you a tent up under one of those shade trees, it was wonderful. But you know, that year, a wind came. A large wind came and blew a lot of those large oak trees over. It had, on top, everything was looking good. But some changes had come to it. It had enough in it to put on green leaves, but it did not have enough to withstand the storms that would come to it. And it made me think of this. Go back to this one again in Matthew 7 and 24. In different ways, the Bible tries to explain to us about our life. And what happens to us when we have storms? We have that song that says, my house is on the rock. My home is on the rock. We need something stable when these storms come to us. Matthew, the 7th chapter, this is right at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He has this to say, whosoever heareth, the 24th verse, 7th chapter, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Here's what makes the change over whether I'm able to stand a storm or not stand a storm. I'm listening to his words, and then I'm doing something more than just listen. I'm doing them. And that doing them is starting some root system going down that makes it solid for me when the storms hit. I'm going to liken him to a wise man. He built his house on a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, see, all of this is determined off of what I do with the sayings of his. See, this is spiritual and temporal. He's trying to make us think of a little picture here. If I'm hearing his sayings and I'm not doing them, then think about what that would be naturally. It would be like a foolish man built his house upon the sand. You know, you could build the same house, one on a rock and one on sand. And as long as you didn't have more than maybe a 5-mile-an-hour wind and you never had a big rain, there may not ever be a difference between the two. But life has a way of happening. Things going along in our life is so good. It's so mild. But storms come. You know what on this one? Storms don't quit because you got saved. Storms don't quit the day. You know, we hear about a prosperity gospel. You get saved and you're going to get rich and you're going to get healthy. You know what? The Bible does not back that up. They that will live godly, they're going to suffer some persecutions. There's going to be some things come to us. And what it is, if we could realize it, I've given my heart to the Lord now. He is going to allow some storms to come to shake me a little bit and deepen my roots down. I like to think about that with Job. You know, Job had everything going well in his life. It would be one of those sunshiny days with no wind. He had so many animals. He's one of the wealthiest men of the East. Things were going well for him. When God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him. Job is an upright man." And Satan said, "You put a hedge around him. You cause there to not be much wind to shake him. I tell you what, if you'll let a big storm hit him, and he'll curse you to your face." You know, God let a bigger storm come. In this one that we're reading right here, the end of the Sermon on the Mount, storms came to both. One of them, it caused it to fall. One of them, it was able to hold. So I'm thinking about this, and it says on that house that the foolish man had, rains descended, floods came, the winds blew, beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So I think about this tree, those trees out in my yard, green leaves. I didn't have dead branches been falling off the last few years. It looked very healthy. But then here came a storm, and when that fell off, I could see there was a little rim of good, just enough to be able to feed some leaves. You know, I can go through my life at some times where I've got just enough to be able to feed some leaves, to be able to make it day by day. But a storm's coming. What I want to be able, it's the big things that happen in my life that want to shake me, that will shake me loose if it can, but I don't want it to be able to do that. I want us to look over in Matthew 13:5 is another place where he tries to give us a little picture. And I want us, as we look at these parables, to realize he's talking about my life, is what he's talking about here. In Matthew 13:5, in the beginning of it, the sower went forth to sow. Here's one that he did. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. Have you ever looked at some places where a little tree will try to grow? You can have a crack in a sidewalk, and you can have something come up and start growing with a little bit of dirt and a little bit of water and some sunshine, and it starts growing right there. It's amazing to me, just a crack in the sidewalk, and you'll see something start growing. But you'll also find it's easy to pull it up. It doesn't have much root. And that's what he's saying here. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. You know, sometimes it seems like those will spring up faster than one that is out in just regular soil. It sprang up fast, but here's what happens. When the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, you know, the thing that we're not able to see, but the very thing that is going to sustain us, we need to be building a root system that will be able to sustain us when the big storm hits us. Because they had no root, they withered away. No deepness. There's a place over in 2 Kings 19:30 where just this little picture that was given of the house of Judah, it says they take root downward That's the first thing they do. It tells that they're doing two things. They take root downward and they bear fruit upward. I look at that. One comes before the other can come. If you don't take root downward, we're not going to be able to bear too much fruit upward. So I was thinking, you know, the green leaves on those trees, I had three of them that all did the same thing. When they went down, it just had a little ball at the bottom of it. All of that root system that would have supported it, wanted to support it, how wide that canopy was a root system that something was able to come in and separate it from that other root system and cause it to fail. And I say, what about for me? Stony places, not much root. And then it goes on down in the 20th verse, because in this one, he gives us an explanation of it. And in this he said, he that receives seed in stony places, he hears the word, and with joy he receives it. You know, I can come to service and I hear a message. We're going to be going to Monarch. I believe there will be 30 messages that we will hear. You know, it's like a rain coming, a nonstop rain for that 10 days. And I can be just listening to them and say, oh, yes, yes, I agree with that. I don't know if you remember or not, but I've heard in the past of a message going forth, maybe at Monarch. I said there were two sisters women sitting beside each other. They knew each other and they knew their lives. And the word was going forth, and one woman, she started amening it. Amen, I agree with this. And said the other reached over and punched her, said, you know you're not living the way he's talking. She said, I am now. You know what we can do is, as the word goes forth, in our heart we can say, Lord, thank you for that. I'm no longer stony ground that cannot be penetrated. That was just some wind that just came into my life, that message that told me I wasn't in the right place, and I accept it. So what did it say? With joy, they receive it, but it's what they do after that is what's going to matter. He received it with joy, yet he had no root in himself. That's where I've got to take it, and then I've got to send it down into the soil for it to be able to hold me. Because what does it say? He hath no root in himself, and didn't do anything about root. And it says he dureth for a while. And then it says when tribulation, here's some wind, or persecution arises, by and by he's offended and goes away. The tree falls over. That has been just a reminder to me this past week. Outside of the tree looked healthy, I would have said this one is just as good as the others. Do you remember when Samuel walked with God? He and God had a communication. He could understand God's voice. And God told Samuel, I want you to go to the house of Jesse. One of those boys is going to be the king. You know, God could have just as easily told him what the boy's name was going to be, but he didn't do it. Because he had a lesson for Samuel himself. Samuel goes to the house of Jesse. And he says, need you to bring your boys and have them walk in front of me here. God's going to pick a man for himself. And one by one, they walked by him. And Samuel took a look at one of them and said, this one right here is going to be the king. How do you look at somebody and decide if they're going to be the king? You've got to do something about outside physical appearance. You know what? If he would have picked that one, because of how he looked, this is king material. That was one of the men that was running when David came to give them some bread and cheese. And Goliath called out, that boy, that son, was one of them that ran. So what we're going to have to do is realize, you know what? I'm not able to take a look at even my own tree and say, you know what? I got some leaves on. Everything is good. No, I need to take this song that we just had, this special song. I need thee, Lord, I need thee. Lord, search me, search my heart, search my thoughts, see if there's anything. This thing that is a root rot on these oak trees that ruins a beautiful tree, it's a fungus that goes in and gets started. And it starts eating the root system and separating it from all that other root that could have been there to support it. I believe there's a spiritual lesson for me. There was a spiritual lesson for Samuel when he took a look at that one son and said, this is the one right here. And God said, oh no, Samuel, I got a lesson for you. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. You know what? God looks on every one of our heart. And I want him to be able to say, because there's things like, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Some of those things help me to be able to see what's inside my heart. But I need to realize that always God can see down inside my heart. And I want to be able to have him to help me in the good times of life when there is maybe just a little gentle wind. You know, I've noticed before in Oklahoma, I'll look at the weather forecast, because if I'm going to be working outside, if I look at the next weather forecast for tomorrow, if it shows wind, it's wind. Because people will come up from other places like Louisiana and say, it's very windy today. And we don't even show wind symbols for that, because it's only 15 mile an hour wind. 40 mile an hour wind is when they really show some wind symbols. Those are the ones that's going to shake the tree. And in our life, there's going to be some things come to us. There's going to be some gentle ones that shake us a little bit. Those gentle ones may be how I respond to what somebody says to me. Little gentle things. We heard it today, how the Lord will come to us. He's wanting to improve my vision. And he tells me, this thing that you just said or did was not like me. And he gives us opportunity to grow, to be able to make changes. What I want us to think about, those things are intended for me to send some root downward so that I can start bearing some more fruit outward, is what I want to be able to have. There are some places where we think about past tense. I could tell you today, those were some beautiful oak trees out in my yard. But you know what? That's past tense. Right now they've been cut up and the limbs been hauled off. It's past tense. You know what? There's places in the Bible that talk about people that their spiritual condition was past tense. And I want to look at that and be warned about my tree today. I want us to look at a couple of them. In Jeremiah the second, because, you know, if we were to go back to the children of Israel, God had so much design for them. He wanted them to walk with him. You know, he let them know, I tell you what, if you'll walk with me, there'll be no enemy be able to overtake you. But then we would find they walked away from him. And here's one of those places in Jeremiah 2 and 3. I just want to get just the first part of that verse. Israel was holiness to the Lord. You know, there's a song that says, may those who come behind us find us faithful. I don't want to have somebody after years have passed and they mention my name and say, you know what, I remember a time when he was faithful. He was holiness. This was a past tense here. Israel at one time was holiness. I don't want to be able to have past tense in my life. I want it to be current. There's another verse that is past tense. It's Galatians 5 and 7. And it says, you did run well. Ran well in the past. It says, who hindered you that you didn't obey the truth? What was it that caused the tree to fall? Because there was a time when you were running well. So I look at these verses, and what I'm doing for it this week is saying, Lord, help me. Because there's another one in 2 Timothy 3 and 5. I can be a tree that looks like those trees that was here look just like the other big ones, and I love the trees that are, how big the trees are, the oak trees are here. But you know, for myself, I couldn't tell the difference of the one that's still standing and the one that had fallen. But this one in 2 Timothy 3 and 5, it talks about my tree. I can have a form of godliness. I got just enough leaves out on the tree that are still green. You could not take one of those limbs where the leaves were. You could bend it, but it wasn't going to break. It still had life to it. It still was given off enough to be able to grow leaves. But it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You know that power that godliness wants to do to me is tomorrow when somebody does me wrong, that I'll be able to forgive them. That I'll be able to have a scripture come to my mind that says, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, I'm not going to forgive you. Well, whenever that scripture hits me right there, I say, wait a minute. One day, and this doesn't talk about my tree just falling today. If I keep green leaves all through my life, got just enough root system to show you a green leaf, but the storm never comes. Folks, with our life, I can carry some of these things through my life. Got a little bit of green leaves on it. And then I go out into eternity to be judged by God. Folks, I tell you what, it brings a seriousness to me. There are scriptures like this. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You know, I might would still be able to have my tree to put out a few little leaves, but it's reaching a danger zone because something is eating inside at the root system. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and many be defiled. You know how that can happen? That could have happened to Job. When Job is serving God and God himself can say, have you considered my servant Job? He's a perfect and an upright man. You know, when God says you're a perfect man, that's a pretty good title. Job could have had something spring up inside of him as he lost those things. He could have said, God, I'll tell you what, I have been living for you. You even classed me as a perfect and an upright man. Why have you allowed these troubles to come and bitterness spring up? We can have things where we say, Lord, I'm living for you and you've caused all these problems to come into my life. It's going to eat something out of the root system. And I don't want that to happen. There's a verse in Proverbs 4 and 23. Keep your heart. See, this heart is down inside the root system of me that you're not able to see. That's not my heart that I take a blood pressure reading on. It's where my desires, my affections, my thoughts, all those things start getting intertwined with the output of my life, those green leaves that you would be able to see. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The health of a tree also, I want to tell you, it's not all negative. God has a plan for us to have a healthy root system that can withstand. We have had troubles in our past, each one of us have, and we're not guaranteed to not have troubles out in the future. So we can have God help us with our root system. On the good days, let him show me things about my life. Let's say, lest your heart be overcharged. You know, that's not with sin. That's just I got too busy. And I want to tell you something. For myself, I can tell you, God is able to keep you from being too busy. I couldn't even get out of the bed for a while. I had to call him at work. I won't be back today. When I went back, I took a walker with me and I thought, now how is this going to look? I do service work in an office building. I said, how is this going to work? Well, I found out that a walker is the same height as my work cart. So I pushed the cart around. It looked like I was working all day long, but that's the only way I could walk. So the Lord helped me out with that. But I want to tell you, he can bring us to places in our life where I've got time, Lord. Lord, I tell you, if you'll bring me back up to health again, I'll try to take some more time for you. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if I have not been thankful enough for good health, I want to tell you I'm sorry. That was when I was having to walk with the walker. I said, Lord, if you'll bring me back to health, I'll try to thank you for it. There were days I never used to tell the Lord thanks when I could pull my socks on. But I tell you what, when your back's messed up, that sock is a long ways away. Sister Bernice was so nice to give me something to help me get my sock on. I took it for granted. I spent so many prayers. I don't want to say spent. I was happy to do them. I prayed so many times every morning, Lord, I got this sock. Thank you, Lord, I got that one on. Lord, I got this shoe. You know, I was about four prayers before I got it done and then be able to get up. got to work, and oh, it was so painful to get down in the car and drive to work. And then when I would get up, get out of the car, you don't start walking. You stand there like you're observing the parking garage, making sure everything's working well. You don't want to take a step anyhow because you're liable to fall. That's how bad things can be. That's where we can be. And you know how fast I can move from that? This morning, I just kind of took it for granted when I could sit down in the seat of the car and have no pain. You know, sitting down in the seat of the car and even bending my head down was, oh, it hurts so bad. I don't want to forget those times. Those times were intended for me to run a root system. Yes. Down into the ground, because next time might not be my health. Next time it may be somebody does me wrong, and I need a root system to where I don't have just some leaves and here comes a storm. You know, there are storms that hit people in their lives. They never intended it. You know, that tree minutes before was at a place that it could last for years out ahead. Just don't let too big a storm hit it. But in our life, God is the one that sends the storm. God is the one that allows the storm. He did it with Job. And you know what? Job passed that with flying colors. He let his temporal things be taken. And he said, God gave it. He took it away. He didn't even blame the people that had taken it. God did it. I think there's an important lesson for me in that. When somebody does me wrong, may I be walking close enough to the Lord. My root system is down and I'm singing that song, I need thee, Lord, I need thee. I'm needing you to put some nutrient into my root system, because there's going to be storms coming to where when it does, I can realize, you know what, like Job said, it was the Lord that allowed this into my life. If somebody does you wrong next week, if you will say, Lord, you know what, everything in my life, I believe, is allowed by you. God was not the one that caused the bad things to happen to Job. He just backed off and allowed Satan to do it and still had some hedge around him. That story is very valuable to me. If I will live for God, if I will give him my all, he puts a hedge around me. To the point that, what does Romans 8:28 say? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I look at things different then when I get me a good root system. This little trouble that just came to me, this person that said this to me or has done me wrong, it was just a little wind that the Lord allowed to come to me to shake my tree a little bit and cause that root system to sink on down. I want to be able to have that. Root system is not all negative in the Bible. There's one that I love to be able to take a look at. And every one of us can have this happen to our tree. It is the very first chapter of Psalms. Blessed is the man. This is not talking about a tree now, but it's going to have a little allegory about it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But he's got some things that's happening in his life. He's not doing sinful things. He's not around the wrong environment. But here's what he's doing. His delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, that's going to be real valuable for me to get a root system that is solid. I'm going to have to enjoy the word of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. You know, that's not because the preacher said, I'll tell you what, next week you're going to have to start thinking on the Lord more. No. We go back to this delight. This is what this person is longing for now. And there's going to be something happens when this happens in his life. He meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know what? I want this one right here to be the story of my tree. In his law, he meditates day and night. And that root system sinks on down to where when the storm comes, I'm able to be able to make it through it. And then Jeremiah is another one. In Jeremiah 17:5-6, says, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. But I'm glad that didn't stop right there and say that's all. It's kind of like Proverbs, just a little clip. No, there's something else that is added. He's going to be like a heath in the desert. He's not going to see when good cometh. But look at this seventh verse. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He's also going to be like a tree. He's going to be like a tree planted by the waters, spreadeth out her roots by the river, shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. This is not just a tree. It says it's going to be like a tree. It's going to be just like it. Our life today can be like that one. Can be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water and is able to draw in the nutrients that are needed for that root system, no matter how dry things are around us. That is a blessing to me. Also, there's one in Isaiah 61. I'm glad there's positive ones in there. It's not just about trees are falling all the time. But it says in the third verse, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that they can be called, you know, by making these changes, here was what we can be called. They can be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. The Lord is the one that is adding to this, is causing this to take root. And it says that he might be glorified. You know the verse that says, let your light so shine before men. You know what that is? That's the leaves on this tree. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And do what? Say, oh, that is one beautiful oak tree. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I want to be able to have that in my life. I want to be a tree of righteousness. Because that ultimate inspection from the Lord is the verse that we gave. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Know my thoughts. And see today if there's any wicked way in me. And it's not, okay, I got sin in my life today. No. Is there something that's right at the beginning of heading me in a place of unforgiveness? Or bitterness? Or all these other things? It's just started. And you know, he wants to catch it when it just begins, instead of this thing has consumed this tree now. There's just a little thin, you remember we talk about in the scriptures, the vine and the branches. You chop off a limb off of an oak tree and you lay it out in this 100 degree weather, it is not but just a few days till that leaf is dead, it's brown. We're going to have to stay attached to the vine. None of this is my power to be able to do anything. I need thee, Lord, I need thee. Talks about, you know, we sing number 223. And it's a determination. We're going to have determination to make it through. This song says, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. That means when I want to have victory all the way through my life. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'm going to never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. I got some special power in myself? No. God's going to give me victory if onward I shall go. If I have made, you know, this is a two-part. I've got a part to play. God's got a part to play. But if we both will work together, I'll be able to have a tree that not only has some good leaves on it, but it's got a root system that can hold itself. Job came to a place. He had such a root system that he said, I looked on this side. I used to feel God over here. I don't feel him here today. On the left, on the right, in front of me, behind me, there was places where Job walked so close to the Lord, he felt his presence. He said, I'm not feeling it now. Did he say, I quit. I'm through. Uh-uh. He said, he knows the way that I take. And when he's tried me, I'm going to come forth as gold. Because God, in these dry places, he's causing my root system to go on down and get more solid. Job came to the place that he could say, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. Now, that's a root system that cannot be shaken right there. I've got a song. It's not in our book, but I think you may know it if you'll sing it with me. Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. In His love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. As this song came to me, a picture also came into my mind. When we were children, we would play a game called King on the Mountain. One child get up on something kind of high, and this is my place, you can't get it. And the other children are going to see if they can knock him off, and they get up there. This is not, I shall not be moved, is not me saying, I got some power in myself, I'm not going to be moved. You know, the devil's going to come along and say, I can move you, because I don't want that power to be coming from me. I want that power to be from me telling the Lord constantly, Lord, I need you every hour. And you know what I want to do is, the place that I came from just recently with my health, I want to be able to say, Lord, I'm just a second away from that. Really, when I look at it, I could say, well, yeah, I washed dishes at the Guthrie meeting and that caused it. If that caught, and then the day that I couldn't even come in here was because I had leaned over the dryer to get something out. Folks, that told me I'm delicate. I can have something happen to me that puts me down so fast. I need the Lord. But I want to be able to say, Lord, you know what? You can give me a root system that is a tree that can be glorifying to your name. Paul was able to do it. Paul had some things come into his life that he could have said, I'm through. I have no root system left. But what does he do? He says, I know some things are going to soon be happening to me. This is in Acts, the 20th chapter, 22nd through the 24th verse. I know that there's going to be some trouble out of here just ahead for me. But he said, none of these things move me. Troubles that I see coming into my life, he's had all these things happen, Paul has, throughout his life that caused his roots to go deeper and deeper. To now he's at the point where I'm going to be dying here before long. I know it's coming. It'll be out here ahead somewhere. I'm going to Jerusalem right now and there's going to be trouble there. But none of the things, the forecasts of what's going to happen to me will move me. And then I want to look at one more place. In Romans, this is Paul talking. And I want you to look, when we read these things, I want us to think about in our own life things that can happen to us. Here's a picture that he gave, 8 and 35 of Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What is going to cause my tree, my devotion to the Lord, to just give way and I crash and it's over? Who's going to separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness. This is Paul talking. He had so many times that he was beaten with rods. He had so many times that he was shipwrecked. He had some serious things happen in his life. And he's saying, which one of those is going to separate us? And then he goes on, he gives us back his answer. He doesn't say, okay, this one right here is going to top it off and I'm going to go over. 38th verse, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. In other words, I've tried to touch on all these things, but there might be another one out there. So just in case there is, there's nothing that will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That is the hope that we each one have, is that through Christ, the sacrifice that was made for me, I can have a tree that brings glory to the Lord. It won't be like the tree that I saw last week. Those that still have green, that one that fell over on Sooner Road was covering a lot of Sooner Road with green leaves. Something is just happening to some trees. Well, I want to tell you, in people's lives that have a little bit holding them still, there are some that are finally falling over when the wind hits. It comes from storms that come in our life. And every one of us will have some storms come. When the small winds come to us, let's sink our roots down some more and be ready for the big ones that come to us. We have built a relationship. This is going to be about a relationship between us and God. This is not something that I can say, okay, here's some rules. You got 4 rules right here and everything will be good with your tree. Oh no, this comes from the Lord looking at a person. You remember the one where he came to this one man and said, what can I do? I want to inherit eternal life. And he told him something different than he had told anyone else. After it was all said and done, he said, go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. He never told anybody else to do that because God is searching our hearts. I'm thankful for that because what I want him to do is search my heart. The things that he may need to adjust in me, you may not have that problem. So there are places where he comes to us individually to be able to help us to be able to have something solid. I'd like for us to close with a song. It's number 51. All of this that we've talked about today, you cannot go get self-help books and be able to achieve it. A storm will come and knock your tree over. Here's where it has to be. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. I'm going to wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. That is my thoughts, my opinions, how I think about it. It all will sink when the big storm comes. But I am very thankful. God has a desire for us. And the song that we have today is my desire back to Him. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you every hour. Maybe we can stand and sing number 51.